I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, it is!
Gotta get down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, the weekend.
Keep it going.
Woo-hoo! I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
I read these rock websites all the time about rock stories, news, whatever. Yeah. And one of the things that's been happening is the guys who were early in Ozzy's solo band have been talking about those days. He was thrown out of Black Sabbath, and then there was this period where Sabbath was looking for their new singer, and Ozzy was on his own, and they were building Ozzy's new band around him. Meanwhile, he'd been thrown out for his drinking. And the dude was in a stupor all day, every day, as they sort of tried to put this thing together around him. And the stories are so hurtful to his legacy. Mm. Like, the guys in the band are all, we wrote all those songs. I don't know how he has gotten credit for it the way he has. Mm. He was not even in the room.
He also has re-recorded the master tapes a bunch of times. So whoever's in the band at that time, like you, when you...
That's because of these dudes who were saying, we wrote that. That's right. Our song. Give us our due.
It's actually, it feels criminal to me when I hear some of the stories about what he's done.
Like,
if you go buy an old Ozzy record, it's not the original people. I want to say even some of the Randy stuff has been re-recorded so that performance royalties go to whoever's in his band as that album sells. Like,
it's crazy.
It's terrible.
The guys were like, we thought we were starting a new band before that first album broke, so they were all in and writing, and then when the record came out is when they realized it's Ozzy Osbourne solo, and the album's called Blizzard of Oz.
Right.
Like, they went, wait, we're not a band?
No, you guys are hired hands.
Oh, it's awful to read. Anyway, sorry, that's just, as you were playing that, I've realized it's hurt his legacy to me. I shouldn't read that stuff anymore.
You should read it. It's fine. It's better to know the truth.
Is it?
I think so. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nugget Markets. Hey, how was the Mason Pryor audio?
I'm watching it right now. It's a long buildup, and I don't think it's worth doing.
You know what? Then I think I'm going to just tell the story really quickly. I don't know when this actually happened, but Steve Harvey walks on stage at the Apollo, and he introduces royalty, as far as I'm concerned, in the comedian business, Richard Pryor's son, Mason, 31 years old. He's going to try his hand at stand-up. Dude bombed hard.
Well, what did you think?
Well, you'd think that you'd get on stage at the Apollo and have worked out an act.
Did you think, let me ask you a question. Did you think Lisa Marie Presley, when she put out a record, was going to hit?
Oh, no, no. I have no thoughts
on
this.
No, I understand, but it's one of those things where To step out in the same business as your mega superstar father.
Legendary father, right. His youngest son, Mason, they say he launches into some Trump-Putin jokes that fall so flat, the boos are raining down. Some people shouted for him to keep going, but others were like, give this guy the hook. So this is an episode of Showtime at the Apollo, and it's supposed to air, I guess, this coming Thursday. They're not saying whether or not he pulls it out of the fire, but it sure doesn't look like it from all the reviews I've read this morning. Yikes.
It's anyway, very politically driven. He talks about Trump and...
Okay.
Ay-ay-ay.
I would hate to be on any stage where that was coming at me.
Well, It would have been smart for him to have done a bunch of small, tiny rooms for a long time, many years before
honed
he
his craft,
tried to
see
do
what
that.
Works.
His dad was the best. Mm-hmm. I loved Richard Pryor so much.
It's a story I'm reading about him. Says he's been doing stand-up since 2007.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, no wonder we haven't heard much about him.
Yeah. Well, you'd think you'd at least have heard he was doing it.
He's headlined, including Oakland and San Jose.
Oh, my goodness. That's very surprising.
Yikes.
Actually, there was big Trump news yesterday. Little Rocket Man and Little Hands Man are going to meet up in May, I think. Yeah, they looks like Trump has agreed to meet with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, when you say Rocket Man, I'm like, Elton John?
No, no, Little Rocket Man, not Big Rocket
Man. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
So, and I don't know if you're planning on talking about this in the news, but basically, you know, they want to, North Korea wants to normalize relations and have sanctions lifted, and we want him to get rid of his
Stop
nukes.
The nuke program, right.
And he has said, I'm willing to talk about that. So... this will actually be the first time a sitting president has ever met with the leader of North Korea. So it's supposed mm-hmm. to happen possibly in May. Anyway, underpants.
Should have played this yesterday for National Women's Day, but slipped
tiny
my mind.
Hands.
Well, I actually forgot underpants. About this.
International Women's Day. Oh, didn't you guys say it's every day?
It's it is every day.
Baby.
And this is Women's History Month.
Yes.
So right. yesterday was the official day for us.
We did our little video.
Yeah, we did it three times.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we wanted to make it perfect, didn't we?
Well, we wanted it to have audio. Yeah. And then we wanted to have audio that wasn't...
overmodulated.
Yeah, overmodulated yeah. and muffled. So yes, three times is what it took to get it right. Pam Anderson has now jumped into the Brandon and Tommy Lee fray. Obviously, she's taking her son's side. She posted a blog. It's lengthy. And it's called Alcoholism is the Devil. And in it, among other things, she says, I pray Tommy gets the help he needs. His actions are desperate and humiliating. He is a disaster spinning out of control, and he's not acting like a father. But this is nothing new. She said both her sons have been trying to help Tommy, but she says he's sick and a, quote, narcissist slash sociopath. She also took a shot at Tommy's fiance, saying, she keeps him drunk. This is what he wants, someone to behave badly with. She added, Tommy feels humiliated and is attempting to destroy his own son. This is the devil. This is the disease of alcoholism. So if you want to read the whole thing, Google Pam Anderson blog about the devil. But that's, I'm sure he'll be responding to that as well.
Yeah.
This is just cute.
Okay.
Well, sort of. I mean, there's some yucky parts to it, but all in all.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Yeah. The other day, Fitty posted a video of himself dropping some fairly racist commentary on Conor McGregor. So he, people went, what now? And he took the video down, but not before Conor saw it. Conor posted his response yesterday. It was a picture of Fitty looking, well, they say here looking a little chesty. You know, he looks, he's got a six pack. He looks pretty built, but I guess Conor's calling him out on his man boobs. It's a picture of Fitty with lovely breasts, and it says, Happy International Women's Day, everyone. Get your boobs out for the lads, ladies.
You know, Conor took that payday and practically hasn't been heard from since. Mm. Like, you know, he was everywhere for a minute there and then got paid big. I don't think they've announced another fight.
He says... superior jeans, my big ball sack, mate. I'm made of granite. You need a bra, you jabbed up fool. And it goes on and on. In the end, he basically says, it's all love, though, Fitty. Seriously, you are a mad bastard. But we still proper love a few of your tunes over on this side of the world. I even blasted one of them on the free, walking into Madison Square Garden to take one of my belts. It was called I Run New York. So that's what's going on
well,
with the two of them.
So they're talking trash.
Yeah. Yuzi just handed me this one, and it's pretty crunchy. Colin Firth has been married to a woman named Livia Guglioli.
How's that going for him?
Well, they've been married, I believe.
Since 97, I think.
Yeah.
So it's going very well.
Well.
Is it?
They have a couple kids together.
20 years, right?
Around that.
That's a good run.
Two sons, 16-year-old Luca and 15-year-old Mateo. So apparently a few years ago, they took a break, the two of them.
Happens.
It does. Like maybe a trial separation. And in the meantime, she hooked up with a former friend, some Italian journalist. His name is Marco Brancaccia. And now she's saying, this dude is totally stalking us. Like she dumped him, reconciled with Colin Firth, and they didn't want any of this to go public, but I guess that something got either leaked or released from the court papers that have all been being filed, and this guy...
I'm not going to be ignored, right?
Well, that's the first thing I thought. Of course, the guy's version of things is completely different, but so they say... A few years ago, Colin and Olivia privately made the decision to separate. During that time, she briefly became involved with former friend Mr. Brancaccia. The Firths have since reunited. Subsequently, Mr. Brancaccia, or however you say his name, sorry if I'm butchering that, carried out a frightening campaign of harassment over several months, much of which is documented. For obvious reasons, the Firths never had any desire to make this matter public. The reporting this week on this case is understood to be a consequence of a leaked court document. This is greatly to be regretted. This Brancaccia guy says that they were romantically involved for quite a while. She wanted to leave Colin for me. The marriage had been over for years. My, quote, stalking consisted of two messages via WhatsApp after she ended our relationship in June of 2016 and an email. I wrote an email to Colin about my relationship with Livia, which I now regret sending.
Yeah, why would you do that? Why would you do that, Colin?
Because you're... No, Colin didn't
do it. Brancaccia.
Because he wants the woman back. Brancaccia.
He's madly in love.
Yes. And she filed a complaint against me for stalking out of fear that I could go public with what she had revealed to me about her marriage and work. Oh. In the year we were together, she sent me hundreds of messages of love, photos, and videos, even a diary. He also said Firth had been very understanding about the whole thing.
What can he do?
We were on a break.
Well, plus, what he really wants to do is never stop punching that guy in the face, but that's not really an option in our society, is it?
Well, one likes it. Oh, here's a picture.
Especially if you're Colin Firth and you have a couple bucks.
Right. I don't need to be giving that guy any of my couple bucks.
This is the dude.
This is the guy. Brancaccia. Yeah. So anyway, that's the fun that's going on. Colin Firth's world.
As
today.
If it's not hard enough to put that thing back together after the break, now you're faced with this is who you were doing.
Yeah.
And this is brought into our life now in a way that.
I'm sorry, you still want me? Okay,
how am
great.
I supposed to get over all this?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Chin up, as the English do. Keep calm, carry on. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a lot of stuff. The amount of time people want to get out of the house and the amount of time they actually do. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This portion of the Big Friday show is brought to you by Amazon. Our dear friend Scott Capurro has a couple upcoming shows I wanted to mention to you. Tomorrow night, Shadow Puppet Brewery in Livermore. He had said that the tickets were sold out, but I guess the owner of the club found a way to add a few more. So there are a few tickets available.
Yeah, there might be. I talked to him yesterday. He said,
Capullo.
Yeah, honey, don't laugh at that. You got to know what that's.
Yeah, you got to. So. Next time we do a.
You
best
had to
up,
be there,
that
man.
The one.
That was too good. Oh.
Livermore, if you're looking to see a little Scott Capurro action, Shadow Puppet Brewery tomorrow night. Also, Eddie Ift has a couple shows coming up that I wanted to mention. Mm-hmm. Eddie is a longtime friend of the show. He's just great. He's the disastrous Bingle Bus guy. He is playing in Mill Valley at the Throckmorton on Tuesday, the 27th of March, which is, you know, I know Tuesday's not your usual night to go out, but Tuesday, and he's doing a show Wednesday in San Francisco. those are great days to see comedy. So you can check him out. Mill Valley on Tuesday, Wednesday in San Francisco at the Punchline. And all the details are, I think we have some up at RadioAllis.com.
RadioAllis.com, yeah.
All right, so ComOD, it's coming your way. You can check out longtime friends of the show. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at Amazon.com/FreshBayJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started.
Okay.
Here's what's
Bay
happening.
Club.
2 inches of rain possible as we have a continued storm system moving through the Bay Area. So we'll see some rain hitting tomorrow. Heaviest rainfall looks like will be in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. Mm. But then more rain next week as well. So, and they expect here San Francisco, East Bay Peninsula.
I must like whining because I whine when it is raining and I whine when it isn't raining.
The North Bay, it says, will see the lightest rain.
Oh, so, good. Oh, great.
There's that.
We need it. It's good that we're getting some. This winter has been remarkably dry.
Don't forget, we spring forward this weekend. Your phones and all your other stuff will do that itself, but you probably have to do the microwave and whatever else.
Oven.
The clock, right.
Yeah.
The clock.
Coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
Your wind-up alarm clock. If you have one of those.
Right. Here's some great news.
Okay.
If you're a Snap employee.
Oh.
U.S. employers went on a hiring binge in February, adding 313,000 jobs, the most in any month since July 2016. So the job market is going well.
That's
as
great.
Over 100 Snap employees have just been laid off.
Snapchat we're talking about.
Snapchat. They've
Snap on tools or something.
Had another mass layoff as they let go over 120 engineers.
I don't know.
It looks like.
Bummer.
Oh, that is. I'm so sorry, Vin. Sorry for your loss.
The company's first round of layoffs this year axed 22 employees in the middle of January. So that was tiny by comparison to what they've done here this month. Looks like they're restructuring. They expect this will help them move to the next level.
Yay! Right. Come on, Snapchat. Let's move to the next level.
You know, I got to admit, even though I have the stock and we've joked about how much I've lost on that, there I was thinking about, you know, how can I possibly announce that we're pregnant and where did I do it? On Instagram.
Oh, right.
Because I knew no one would even notice if I did it on Snapchat.
None of us.
Well, noticed, right. If you wanted us to notice, you needed to do it on Instagram.
Well, right.
So.
Right. So there it is, Crunch.
Yep.
Anyway, go Snapchat. Yay. I'm still on there, by the way, Vin Hassan.
Do you look at it every day?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Kylie Jenner managed to destroy that with one Instagram post.
I actually like it. But my people, you guys and the misses and others, they're not on there. So, you know, I like it. It's
my
useful.
My kids use it constantly.
I love to take the pictures with it with my kid. Now, there's great little news stories in there. And yet, my people aren't on it.
Like, what kind of news stories?
Oh, there's a ton of content available to you. You just have to be able to find it.
That is the problem.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now, too.
There's a they have updated it. So there's a Discover section.
There it is.
You just touch the Discover, and it'll show you tons of, like, Tom Brady shaved his head.
Oh, my God, he did not.
Oh, my God. Have you seen what he looks like?
Well,
he's a handsome guy.
Not with a shaved head.
I don't think he's handsome.
He's barely holding on when he's got a full mop of hair.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You don't think he's handsome?
He's fine.
Does John know your true feelings?
Well, I don't know if John likes him for his handsomeness, but I'll ask him.
I'm sure he'd be insulted and would rather you not.
He doesn't care. I'm sure he'll have some comments when he sees the pictures, if he hasn't already.
So according to a new survey, the average person wants to go to a lot of events. sporting events, comedy shows, concerts.
And yeah, the idea of it's great.
And then they don't.
Yeah.
My first thought was, well, you know why? This technology hasn't made it easier. It's made it harder. There I was just trying to get some Hamilton tickets. And the next thing you know, I overspent by $1,500. Like I wanted, you know, $100 seat.
They don't have those at Hamilton.
Well, whatever. I wanted cheap seats and I found myself all caught up in this moment. And I thought I was buying and it turns out I bought aftermarket and I got
hosed.
Rolled.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see how people feel like you look up a show and you don't get the right window for it. And you go, I don't know, man.
My son asked me for car seat headrest tickets a couple weeks ago and he sent me a link. And I went on there and I'm like, oh, my God, $99 a ticket. This is crazy.
For car seat headrest?
Right. So as I'm looking, I go, oh, I'm not at the box office for the Fillmore. So I go
third party.
Yeah, I mean, he just had sent me. I'm like, oh, because he's like, yeah, it's almost sold out. You got to get the tickets. So I go on to the Fillmore site, and it actually took me a couple jumps to find the official Fillmore site, and they're $25 a piece.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
Exactly.
I was like, there's plenty of them, and I'm going to pay $25 for them instead of $99.
Yes.
You got to be careful. You got like double check. Make sure you're not on a third party resale site.
Yeah, so it's really unfortunate that that's the deal, but that is why I think people find themselves going. One of the reasons. It's also the parking in the city. I mean, there's another.
It
thing.
It's a whole thing.
Everything about it is.
Yeah, if I could just magically be transported to the box office, buy my tickets and walk in, then I'd be all set.
So here's what people say. They want to go to 12 live sports events a year, but only go to 5.
Mm. Oh, I don't go to any.
They want to go to 5 comedy shows a year, but only go to 1.
That's so funny.
They want to go to 8 concerts a year, but only go to 2.
Oh.
So it adds up to 20.
Well, we go to a lot of concerts just for our job, so I feel like I'm covered in the concert thing.
Well, and I go just see my purchased friends play some tickets recently for Hall & Oates in San Jose, I think it is. I'm going to Luciana.
Oh.
And those were...
Is that the show they're doing with Train? Is that the...
I think it is. I can't remember. Because you know it don't matter anyway.
Which girl?
But those are like a couple $100.
Yeah.
And
no,
then,
it's no joke. I mean, these concert tickets are ridiculous. That's
they are.
How they make any money anymore.
I know, but I got to go see them before they croak.
Yeah.
And then...
oh, come on!
Well, it's going to happen at some point.
Those guys are up there. And so then I bought the Eagles tickets, and those tickets were $400 each, something like that,
$400
or $500 each, something like that. That's at AT&T Park. Damn.
Like a big budget for a month for
concerts. It's like for the year, man.
It's like no poor people could go. It's really sad.
I mean, I'm sure there's less expensive seats.
Oh, you went for good seats?
Mm. Well, you want good seats.
I saw seats for going for like $3,000. Yeah. So I think I got like a club level something something. No!
When will you come to us?
Well, the crushing blow for me and Hamilton was that after I spent well over $1,000 on those seats, I was on the balcony way back there. I couldn't see facial expressions.
Oh, that's
I was
just outrageous.
Absolutely unable. If the sisters weren't wearing different colored dresses, I wouldn't have known like which one's which. That's how far away we were. And then like, oh, the shaved head lady. You know she had a shave.
Yep.
But man, that was a rip. It's a nice show.
Yeah.
But for that money, I should have been
a
lot
closer. Should have been
a
lot closer. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I went through that lottery. So that was a pain in the ass. I actually didn't even make it through the first time. And the second time, I got to get a place in line and actually got to buy some tickets. So I think they were, weren't they like $580 a seat anyway, just to buy them from the box? They were like crazy expensive. Something, or maybe it was $580 for the two of them. Whatever. It was hard
and I'll tell you another thing. I actually think that the tickets I bought for, was at the Orpheum? They should come with brass knuckles and maybe a decoy thing of crack that I could throw for safety's right. purposes. Because that neighborhood sucks.
So yeah. is a pooper scooper.
It right. is. It is a terrible, terrible Gosh. Thing that's happening right there. I mean, broad daylight, mm-hmm. right by the beautiful city hall, and it is. It's horrible to watch these people whose lives are just ruined.
Right. According to another study, the average person panics 36 times a year because they feel like they have nothing to wear. That's 3 times a month. An average person will say, and my answer to that is, do some damn laundry. What's wrong with you? You know, how about you don't wait till your laundry is all gone?
It might not be just the laundry that you don't have. Right. I mean, for sure, do your laundry. But the only times I ever panic are, and I usually panic far enough in advance of any upcoming gig.
Event,
like,
yeah.
I feel like, okay, I got to go shopping and get an outfit for this particular thing. But, I never panic because I wear my shirts in order. I put the ones I just washed at the end and pull the old ones off. My jeans are in rotation. I pull the top pair of jeans off, move the pile over.
Well, as a boy, I can always go black T-shirt. But I have to admit, I did have a moment where I went, I don't have any button shirts. How'd that happen?
Were they all at the dry cleaner or something?
No, I just don't have any button shirts. But I it was the time, actually, I think it was Hamilton. I spilt smoothie on my shirt and went, I don't have a backup plan.
What'd you do?
I went black T-shirt. Mm. Oh, no, it was for Aladdin.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right.
It was Aladdin. The kid was with me.
Right, because the kid was going.
Anyway. There you go.
We want to go to way more stuff than we actually do.
We have 53 things in our closet, and we just don't want to wear any of them, according to the story that
53 seems low. I have way more than... I don't even wear clothes, and I have way more than 53 things in my closet.
74% of us have stuff in our closet we'll never wear again.
Yeah.
And we hang on to it for...
You just might need it. What if I do find a reason to wear this? What if I get skinny again?
Is that it?
There's that.
Yeah. I can't throw these away in case my ass gets bigger again.
Yeah.
Got my fat jeans, my skinny jeans, and the jeans that I can wear.
Or I have like things that maybe my mom bought me or my dad bought me. So maybe I will never wear that skirt again.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know. I have a lot of dresses and skirts that are just like, I always look at them and think, boy, I'd have a lot more room in here if I got rid of these. Mm-hmm. But then what if I need a dress? Like I wouldn't just go buy a dress. And what do I need a dress for? Like I got to get rid of these things.
Well, you could wear them.
No, I can't.
You could, though.
Now, more dresses.
You were on such a roll there for a minute. For like 1 minute. Remember?
I tried. I was doing that Rue La La shopping thing, and I was like, you know what the hell with it? I'm going to buy a couple things. I usually dresses up every day at work. Like, or not dresses, but for compared to what I'm wearing, you're dressy. Like, you wore a nice blouse, you've paired your shoes, you've got a whole thing going on.
Did you see my thigh-high boots today?
I totally saw them with the lovely wedge heel.
You're wearing thigh-high boots?
Mm.
All right.
They're blue suede.
I just couldn't keep it up then, you know?
Here,
and then every time I'd wear something in, you guys would make fun of me for it.
Well, that's because you can't walk in heels.
Shut up!
Oh my God, you're really wearing thigh-high boots!
Yeah, if you're watching the Looking Glass right now.
I didn't notice that at all.
RadioAlice.com/watch. Look at her. She's got the thigh highs on. Oh, my God.
Wow, you've never worn those.
Oh, I've seen those before.
No, this is the first time.
No, they have a tag on the bottom of them.
Oh,
right.
Funny. I have the same pair, but they're flats.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Where'd you wear them? I feel like I've seen those.
These? No.
They look, you know what?
I went out to dinner with a friend the other day.
Exactly like
actually
mine.
My husband.
Except that she's 6 inches taller in those.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I got flats. When I was at, you know how that Nordstrom personal shopper, she put this pair of thigh-high boots there, and they were bad ass, like silver studs up the sides. Mm-hmm. And I put them on, and I was like, oh, my God, I love these. They're so. But then I'm always like, but you're 50. You can't really wear the thigh-high boots. And then I go, all right, well, how much are they? And they were like $890. I'm like, okay, so those are not getting bought because I know.
You didn't get them?
No.
Oh, my God.
Why would I get an $800 pair of shoes that I know I'm never going to wear? So then I was at Target, and I saw these thigh-high boots. They're like a, you know, faux suede, whatever. They look just like those,
yeah,
but
like
they
these.
Have a flat heel. And so I was like, F it, $40. I bought them, and I've actually worn them. I pulled them over leggings and wore them out to dinner with some friends of mine. And I was like, who cares? People say what they will about the old grandma.
Like
$40, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so glad that I hadn't spent it.
They're so far from the same thing, though.
No, they're not.
So far.
No, they're not.
I know they are.
Well, they're $850 away.
Oh my God!
It's just so hard
They're
to justify $800.
I couldn't.
For stupid
I
shoes.
Couldn't do it because I knew that if I did ever wear them, I'd probably only wear them one time in my entire life. Like, and you know, tick tick. I feel like that alarm might have gone off, but I could squeeze them in for one.
Jesus, your attitude! Everyone's walking around all deluded with 20s, 30s the new 20, and 50s the new 30.
But it isn't. But it's still just 50.
And you can't just wear a pair of boots.
Not just a pair of boots. Thigh high, skin tight,
right
studded.
There, look, right over there.
No, hers are very, I think they're more demure. Plus, they didn't cost $890.
Right.
Did I say our text number is 800-400-3697? Because it is. Love to hear from you guys. Although, you know. The hostility. Seriously.
Oh, is there some hostility?
No, there's not. But I'm saying, you know, if you're going to send us stuff, maybe.
Remember, yours is the only one we're going to remember, Mimi.
Right. Tommy tells TMZ, Pamela's allegations he is an alcoholic is off base. In a statement, he says, do I drink more than the average Joe? Yes. Have I ever hurt my sons or acted out of turn with them because of my drinking? No. He adds, no matter how much people want to pin me as a deviant alcoholic abuser, that ain't me. That's from 650, they say.
Okay.
Said like it. An alcoholic is what that was.
A little defensive.
I just have a couple drinks.
What? What's a big deal? So what? I drink more than you.
I'm retired. What? He is retired.
Yeah.
Oh, 408 says, yes, Vin, 4 is the most difficult age to introduce another kid. The first feels replaced and abandoned. Yeah, we're dealing with it.
You're going to be fine. She's a good girl and she's going to love that baby.
Last night she goes, Dad, can I come to your work? And I go, absolutely. When do you want to come? She goes, I don't know. Tomorrow? And I go, well, definitely not. Not at all. But when you do come, you know, maybe this time you'll talk into the microphone. And she goes, can I just watch?
You know where you let her watch? You let her watch from that chair, and we just put a mic in front of her.
And then just don't.
And just don't put any pressure
on
her.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Put her in headphones. Put her in the chair. Hot mic in front of her.
The thing with kids I've found is you got to keep them fed and you got to make sure they're rested and they're cool. But that battery starts to go down on them and I certainly don't want to broadcast that kid.
Also, once kids can be super like shy about stuff and they don't want to talk but then the minute they do and nothing bad happens to them, you can't shut them up.
Right. Well, don't worry. I will push her out of the studio.
Oh no,
I'll
have lots of questions for her.
I
can't wait till she starts talking.
Oh really? Great. Anyway, what's coming up with the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vincent.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.